What is a good life? What does it mean when someone says, I'm living a good life? How do we define a good life? And so often, we describe a good life as fulfilling the dreams that I want in my life. I will get married, I'll be able to build a family, I'll have enough money to be able to support ourselves and also be able to have some money to do nice holidays. That's a good life. They tell a story of a lady who lived a long time ago. She got married, she was forced out of town, she had no idea where she was going to live. The economy collapses in the place that they ended up moving to. They have nothing to eat. Then she gets kidnapped. After that, her brother gets taken captive. Once he's finally saved, then she and her husband realize that they can't have kids. And she gives her husband to another woman to have a child, and they do. And she feels so worthless. Finally, she ends up having a kid, and she's so happy. But behind the back, there's people talking about her that she's too old to raise a kid. And then she even sees her own kid being taken to be executed. If I'd ask you, is that a good life? You would say, gosh, she's had a terrible life. But this is the life of sorrow. And Rashi says, kulan shavim latova. They were all equally good. How could this be? How could it be that this is considered a good life? This week, one of the stories that went very far and wide was a story of someone that was living very close to the border when everything started. It was 6 a.m, he's having his coffee, and he sees that there's something terrible happening in his community that he lives in, the kibbutz that he lives. So he calls his brother, and they get into the car, and they're driving as fast as they can, and they realize that there are terrorists on either side of the road, and they're shooting. So he has to duck, he has to put his head down. He pushes his friend's head down to the floor, so his head is protected by the doors, the metal doors, and he also has to put his head down. Even though he has no idea where he's going to go, he just has to drive. He puts his foot flat down on the floor and drives as fast as he can. And he puts his head down as well. And he's just driving blindly with his head between his legs and his hands up on the steering wheel. And he says, I'm screaming, Shema Yisrael Hashem, Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And I just drive and drive, and there's terrorists on either side and they're shooting. And he just drives and drives. And he gets out of the danger zone into a place of safety. And he says afterwards, I realized that all I have in my life is my emunah. And that's something that I need to connect more to in my life, to be more connected to Hashem, to do more for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because all I have in my life is my emunah. And I was thinking to myself, isn't that really the story of our lives? That we are thrown challenge after challenge. That's what life is. Hashem sends us a life where we can earn our existence and build a connection to Him. The purpose of tests are there to build us, to connect even more to Hashem and make us into the people that we're supposed to be. But what do we have when we're going through those tests? What do we do when we're worried about the future, when we're worried about what's going to be the next step in front of me, when there's challenges on either side that are shooting at me, trying to bring me down? Shema Yisrael Hashem, Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We have Hashem, Hashem Echad, that we understand that everything we have in our life, everything that's sent our way is all from Hashem. It doesn't mean it's easy, but that burden that we carry, we can give over to Hashem. As the Pasuk says, Hashlich al Hashem Yahavcha v'yuchal kalecha. Throw me your burden. Give me what you're carrying. Give me all the worries. You're worried about the future. Give me everything that you are carrying and place it on Hashem's shoulders. And Hashem says, I will carry it for you. Why are you carrying it? Give it over to me. And that's the way that Sarah lived her life. Kulam shavim latova. Each and every day was a day of fulfillment in her life. She was living every day to the fullest. And she was, in her own life, feeling that she was being carried by Hashem. And every situation, every single challenge, she was being carried by Hashem. And that's why she was able to live this tranquility, this peace of mind. And at the end of her life, look back and say, Kulam shavim latova. I see how everything was being carried by Hashem. And every single day was a beautiful and good day in my life. Good Shabbos. May we be all be zoicha to live like Avraham Avinu and Sarah did, as seeing changes as ways of growth, as being able to see being carried by Hashem, and as seeing them as kulam shavim latova. Good Shabbos.